It's Brian and Trisha rolling through Monday morning, and wow, this is just a weird one. Residents in the United Kingdom say that they've been secretly getting their bushes and hedges trimmed at night. They don't even know who's doing it.
Oh, not because they want this to be done.
Right.
Okay.
Residents of one street on Charlton Avenue say that they have been waking up in the morning to find their hedges looking neater than they were the night before. By the way, no one's complaining.
Okay.
They're doing a fine job of doing this.
This is so weird.
They do find the cuttings left behind. One man posted about the incident on Facebook and said, "My front bush has been mysteriously trimmed by a person or persons unknown. Who would do this? By the way, if you're in need of a trim, come to me. I've got an actual trimmer, and I'll do it for like $5."
This is so strange.
They're calling him the Phantom Bush Trimmer. This has been reported in the Manchester Evening News in the United Kingdom.
Okay, well, so if you, maybe he's doing this as a courtesy, I say he, maybe a she,
I'm thinking,
don't know who it is.
This reminds me of a thing that happened when I was a kid. So when window tinting was a pretty new thing, and you couldn't just get that done anywhere, and you certainly did not have the ability to do that at home, there were a rash of car thefts all over Western Arkansas.
Really? Why?
And then the vehicles would be returned with the windows tinted.
What?
And no one complained. They never said, "Oh, I don't want that on there." Everyone was shocked how good a job they were doing. Turned out a guy had opened a shop and was trying to spread the word.
Oh, that's a way to spread the word.
So he was stealing cars, tinting the windows, and sending them back. And then people would talk about window tint.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe I could get this. There's a guy in town that does that. He never told anybody it was him that was doing it. Finally, he got caught stealing a car and admitted to it. No one filed charges against him, and everybody that had turned in a report for a stolen vehicle were like, "No, I'm good."
So
I don't think, I don't know. I don't think he ended up hardly getting any kind of a thing but a slap on the wrist out of it.
But a lot of business out of it, probably.
Yeah. I'm thinking this guy has started a landscaping company, and he's like, wake up and check out your bushes.
I mean, he must be using just like trim, like handheld trimmers.
Yeah, because if you're like,
yeah, in the middle of the night,
you know, I'm
here. He's here.
Yeah. This is just, but you know, that's a great way to get the word out. Just show people what you can do. Share your talent with them. And then people go, "I wish I had Mystery Bush Guy at my house."
Interesting approach.
Yeah. What else could it be?
I don't know. He's practicing. It's like cosmetology school for the bushes.
Yes, yes.
You know? It's like, I'm just going to do it at night and sneak around because I don't have enough bushes at my house. I'm going to use my neighbors.
I like that.